This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at cattle for Tuesday, September 18th. Well, the cattle market had a fairly quiet day yesterday. We tried to get some follow through to the upside after a big day up on Friday, but didn't quite get that. Ended up just chopping around, and they tried to sell it first out of the gate yesterday morning. That didn't amount to much. The market snapped back, then looked like it might rally, and then it kind of pulled back and just closed kind of mixed. So not a lot of follow through from a big day up, but nevertheless, cash trade is moving higher, and that should support the futures as well. Cash trade around 110 last week, that's up 3 from the previous week. Dress trade around 174 to 175, that is up 3 to 4 from last week. Box beef values yesterday were higher, the choice up 177 at 206. Select up 91 cents at 197. The spreads at 866, movement 89 loads. Now, we are seeing that the futures market clearly is following the cash higher. We're breaking above key resistance, and the markets have not, and that's the other thing too, even though you had a big day up on Friday, which took us above major resistance levels, and then yesterday you come in, you really didn't give that up. You didn't even come back down and test those levels. So the market is holding these gains fairly well. The sellers aren't coming out of the woodwork to lean on this market. Now we're looking at a number of things. Of course, we got some, you know, hog losses in on the East Coast in North Carolina, which is very unfortunate, but that's probably going to be somewhat supportive, not only to the hog complex, but beef as well. We're looking at foot and mouth disease that has been discovered in hoof and mouth disease discovered in China. That, you know, we'll see where that takes us, but certainly that was part of the surge higher on Friday. And again, markets didn't give it up. If it was just kind of a rumor or kind of an overreaction, you would have seen the sellers come in and take advantage of that, but that really was not the case. So the beef space continues to do quite well. And as you head into the cooler temperatures of fall and into the holiday season, domestic demand appears to be well on track. The economy is very strong. Hopefully that will continue to be the case. The trade wars are not helping. That is, you know, the elephant in the room when you look at economic activity here in the United States. The trade wars ultimately are going to be berries to the market. I think people presume that we're going to figure it out, that China's going to capitulate or something, which they won't. But, we need to come back to the table and hammer these issues out. Otherwise, it's going to start to take a pretty big bite out of consumer spending, especially as you head into the holidays. But not to get off the track too much into the economic issues. When you look at beef and you look at consumer demand, export demand, it's all been, you know, very strong. And I don't see that why that would not continue. The U.S. dollar has also been elevated, but that hasn't cut too deeply into U.S. exports. Now, as far as feeder cattle demand, we're looking at, I think, what potentially could be a very strong fall market for calves. Number one, you got a huge corn crop coming, and usually when you get a lot of feed grain around, demand for calves increases. You've got the Northern Plains, which had a drought last year and pushed calves out of some of those farmer feeder backgrounding operations. They are sitting in a very good position as far as feed grain availability. I think you'll see good demand coming from the north, keeping calves in the north. Now you've got very good rains coming across southern and central plains. That should get winter wheat well established. And demand for lighter weight grass calves will come from the south as well. So it looks like demand should be fairly well rounded heading into the fall, from feedlots emptying out pens to the northern plains to the Midwest corn guy, to the Southern Plains winter wheat guy. I do think that feeder cattle will have well-rounded support as we get into the fall months, and those are just basically around the corner. So I think live cattle will be well supported because domestic demand and export demand. I think feeders will be even better supported as we head into the fall months. Any questions, just give me a call, 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.